What's up? What's happening? What's going on? Welcome, 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 worldwide listeners to Let's Do It Radio, sponsored by Do It All in the Mall. Today is Talk in Tuesday, July 20th, 2021. I am your hostess, Miss Inez, owner and fashion designer of On Ice Alco Designs, broadcasting to you worldwide out of Yakima, Washington, where all the entrepreneurs can be found on the homepage of doitallinthemall.com under the client section, as well as their websites. You can safely shop and securely shop online 24/7 for anything you need, as well as great listing entertainment wherever you may be. Wherever you may be. Tonight, we're talking Tune In on Tuesdays with some jazz, some cool tunes, some finger snapping, some foot tapping, off the wall topics, and we may even talk about you. You don't even know it. You are more than welcome to either call in or listen in at 845-241-9985 and hang out with me, or go to the chat room and converse, or you can go to the homepage of doitallinthemall.com and go to Let's Do It Radio banner and just listen while you shop through doitallinthemall.com. Yes, sir. What's going on today? There's a lot going on. We had another space race flight with the Basil brothers and Wally and the young man. So that's what's going on in out of this world talk today. So just hang out with me and you can call at 845-241-9985.
We do not own the rights to any information or music you hear at Let's Do It Radio.
Okay. Let's see if we can
do it all in the mall.com. Do It All in the Mall.com has partnered with over 5,000 of your favorite stores and businesses nationwide, such as Mary Kay, Avon, Amazon, among many others, to help make a positive impact within our communities. Proceeds from purchases made on doitallinthemall.com are funneled back into the community. Afrocentric, apparel, automotive, beauty, home goods, food, drinks, games, gardening, and so much more at doitallinthemall.com. So what are you waiting for? So come on and do all of your shopping right here in the mall at doitallinthemall.com today.
Doitallinthemall.com. I'm going to get some housekeeping rules here. And so when you all call in, there's no cussing, no talking over each other. Be polite, be considerate. And if you have a song you want to hear, you can chat me up in the chat room, text me, and when you do, you can state your request, your name, and where you're from, and the requested song. And we're going to talk about all kinds of topics. We're going to just talk about off-the-wall stuff, basically. And listen to some jazz and some older music, some new music, some in-between music. So if you have your request, don't hesitate to hit me up in the chat room. And I will look at it and try and get it on. Or you could text me if you have my text. But, you know, if you don't have my text, call in. 845-241-9985. I'd love to hear from you wherever you are. We are worldwide. We're in Canada, we're in Brazil, we're in Spain, we're in Portugal, we're in Colombia, Mexico, we are in Australia, Germany,
power on.
Everywhere you can think of.
Bluetooth mode.
You know.
Bluetooth connect.
So you can always just connect with us one way or another. So please, please, please call us at 845-241-9985. And we're going to start out today with, I want to start out with Donna Summer. An old song you probably haven't heard in a long time called On the Radio. Remember that? Yes, sir. On the radio, yes, sir. Some of you may not be able to be getting in So go ahead and try to dial in again. There may have been some technical difficulties, but we'd love for you to join us at 845-241-9985 and join in chat. Chat room is open. Yes, the chat room is open. So you can go to the chat room if you feel comfortable in the chat room. And go to Let's Do It Radio down on the homepage of Do It All in the mall.com and the right hand side, and go to the Let's Do It Radio banner and click on the banner and you can listen, or you can call it 845-241-9985. And I'm going to check our phone lines to see if we have any callers out there. Caller, yes, last four is 3496. You want to introduce yourself and tell us where you're calling from? Caller, 3496, last four of your telephone number. Oh, they're going to go shy on me now, I guess. 3496. All right, so
hey, how's it going?
Oh, okay, okay.
Hey.
And who might this be on the line? That's fine.
Hey,
that's fine.
Simple.
And where are you calling from? Central. And where are you calling from?
Myrtle Beach,
South Kakalaki. All right.
What?
Thank you so much for calling in. Oh, and okay. And
hey, this is Bless.
Well, who
calling
is
in
hey?
From Myrtle Beach? Bless.
Myrtle Beach,
Bless,
South Carolina. All right, that's a deadly duo right there. Sinful and Blessed. How can you have two names like that? Sinful and Blessed. You can't do that.
You put your imagination together.
That's true. So how are you all doing this evening?
Great, great, great.
Good. How are you?
Good, and welcome. Good. Welcome to the show this evening, the Talk and Tune In Tuesday. We're just going to talk about some things and listen to some music, some jazz, some older music, some maybe some newer music, but you can always hear that on the regular radio while you're shopping. So we appreciate all of you calling in and at 845-241-9985. Do you have any songs you all would like to hear tonight? I'll see if I can't find them and get them loaded in here. Sinful or Mr. Bless?
Yes, ma'am.
Song?
Any song that I would particularly like to hear? In My House, Mary Thing Girls.
Oh, In My House. Okay, I believe I have that. That's not a problem. And Mr. Bless, do you have a song?
I'd like to hear Marvin Gaye, Sexual Healing.
Okay, let me see if I even got to download. If not, I will gladly put that on my list. In My House and some Sexual Healing. All right, I appreciate you all calling in. Let me see if I can't get those songs on for you. In My House and some Sexual Healing.
Sexual Healing here. In My House.
Yeah, okay. All right now. Yeah,
all
so
right.
Funny. Yes.
Thank you, dear.
Okay, you're welcome. In My House is getting ready to be played in My House on the radio.
Sugar in the morning.
in my house. There's always a little sexual healing. Nothing wrong with some sexual healing in my house. But let's listen while you shop before you go to some sexual healing.
You can find Let's Do It Radio on the homepage of Do It All in the Mall. Come join us and listen to Let's Do It Radio as you're shopping the first online mall with over 5,000 stores for all your holiday shopping needs. Yes, Do It All in the Mall has its own radio station, and you can listen to us as you shop. So shop with us, listen to us, and talk with us at doitallinthemall.com.
Healing, and the thing is, it feels so good. We're going to hear from Chuck Mangione. Feels so good. Here's a little bit of jazz in there. Yes. Yeah. Play it, Chuck. And you are tuned in to Talking Tuesday, Tuesday, July 20th, 2021. And we do have a new caller that has just called in with the last four, 7521. If you want to introduce yourself and tell us where you're calling from.
Yes, I'm Trace Dow. I'm calling from Tampa, Florida. I am a life coach. And how are you, Ines?
I'm good. I'm very good. Thank you so much for calling in. Thank you, Trace L.
No problem. I've been catching the Texas, just catching a little bit too late, but I caught it tonight. So.
Well, thank you. Is there anything you'd like? Go ahead. I'm sorry.
No, I was just asking, was there anything you guys were already discussing or?
No, we're getting ready to open up those lines. We have Mr. Bless and Ms. Sinful and Mr. Sell on the phone. And so if there's a topic anybody would like to discuss, I'd be more than happy to. We can talk about it amongst us, and then hopefully people will liven up the chat room and, you know, chime in or what have you. So Mr. Bless, do you have a topic that you'd like to talk about? Mr. Bless, are you on mute? Because they'll be on mute a lot of times. Tracy, do you have a topic you'd like to discuss for yourself?
Let's see here. We can talk about what kind of organizations Tampa has right now for people that have really been affected by the COVID, like support groups, resource centers for the urban community, specifically just for them. And I was wondering if anybody else knew about all the urban money that the government has given, and no one seems to know about it.
That's probably true. Have you Googled everything and tried to find it?
Right. Yes, ma'am. SBA, Small Business Association, has a minority, small business minority for women and even for men, but they definitely have a lot for women right now, black women who are starting their businesses, stepping out. But basically, there's no organization that's like there for community services for people to know. You know, like they have free help for everything, but they don't have anywhere for people to go that are starting a business or whatever, you know, due to the COVID. They're starting scratch again.
Gotcha.
And there's some people that know about it, but not evidence.
But they're not sharing it?
Right. Not sharing it. You have to go research it. So I did some calling around the city, and I did verify that it is true. I called the mayor's office, actually, because I saw their budget that they had for Hillsborough County.
Okay.
And I left a couple messages. No one's called back, though. But I was just wondering if anybody else knew about this.
Okay. Well, we got that out there in the atmosphere. I don't know of anything or anybody. Of course, you know, we can always Google it and find out. But you say the SBA?
Yeah, SBA.gov.
Okay.
So a friend of mine was talking about, you know, maybe starting a nonprofit to focus on that particular area.
Okay.
That's what we're talking about now.
And
trying to find something for people to get together.
Mm-hmm. And so this focus group is located, you say, in Tampa, but it's basically for the Tampa area, correct?
Right, it's for Hillsborough County.
Oh, Hillsborough County? Okay, okay.
Yes,
well, this
for
is good information. Okay, and you can always, you know, send me that information as well so that we can, I can put it out there and find out if anybody has any information, because now that... Go ahead.
No, I wasn't talking.
Mm-hmm. Because now that COVID is not over, I mean, now the... Say that again, please. Now that COVID has kind of died down some, the upticks are going back up, and so, you know, you don't know what this next strain is going to be like, so... Everybody needs to get ready, vaccinate. If you want to vaccinate, wear your mask. If you need to wear a mask, but, you know, if anybody out there in Let's Do a Radio Land has some information as far as who can people in Tampa go to, small business associations can go to, basically for COVID relief or to help with
right.
information. So anybody can call in here at 845-241-9985, or you can head to the chat room and we can talk about it. Or, you know, if you have some information that's wonderful, or if you out there, you can text me as well. So that would be wonderful. That would be wonderful. But, no, this is good information because a lot of people don't know where to go and don't know who to contact, which is, you know,
right.
who are small businesses. Mm-hmm. And sometimes it takes a lot to even get that money, you know. And it's like, okay, who do I go to? Whether you know, where are my resources? Who are my resources? So this is a good okay. So I'm putting this in the chat room. Where can small
and I will try to get as much information on the next time I call in to try to update.
Okay.
I kind of just put it out and see if anyone heard about it or knew about it. So since it's not really popular, then I will definitely get more research for you guys once
That'd
I get some responses back.
Mm-hmm.
Let me go to the website.
Where can small business go for the assistance for COVID relief? Okay.
Okay, yeah, SBA.gov. So everyone knows that SBA basically is a big, you know, that's the site for everything, basically, you know, as far as all the grants and so forth. But a lot of people are not even knowing that that's also where you just go to register your business, you know, in the state of Florida to make sure you have all the resources and different things as a business. So that website is pretty awesome. Like a lot of people don't know that. They're just going for whatever, the people see or whatever. But it's amazing the programs that they have specifically for minorities.
Okay.
So
that's good.
Gonna be some great
information. That's good to know.
Once it gets out on the platform.
I have that. So relief on PPP funding, funds and funding. SBA is a good place, is a wonderful resource for those in the Florida area. Thank you. That's wonderful because, like you say, they don't know, then they're struggling. And it's like, okay, my business has to close up because I don't have no money. But, you know, this is wonderful. This is good. Good, good, good. Yay. Thank you. Thank you, thank you, thank you. That's good information. No, that's good information because a lot of people don't know. They don't know. And that's why we have these platforms so people can come and say, hey, you know, for those of you who don't know where to go for the funding and for assistance in, what about grants? Do you know about grants?
Yeah, they got grants on there too. I just clicked on that link while you were speaking, and I didn't even see that link before, but it looks like something new I just saw. Hold on. So loans for, start or expand your business with loans guaranteed by the Small Business Administration.
Are they loans or are they grants?
There's both. There's both.
Okay, cool.
There's both. There's definitely both. So each lender, you'll probably have to find out if it's forgiveness or, you know.
Right.
You got to inquire. Because it can go both ways.
Cool. Thank you. That's wonderful information. Anybody else like to comment? 5923, would you like to comment?
Yes, I'd like to comment.
Okay.
I like to ask the question. I like to know why black folks seem to support everybody else's business but black-owned businesses. You know, they'll pay any price anywhere else and don't want to barter or argue. But as soon as it's a black business, it's, oh, that's too much. Come on, you can do better than that. I was just curious as to why that is or why that might be.
Okay. Tricelle, you want to answer that?
That's a good one. Yeah.
That is good. You want to respond?
Me?
Oh, to self? Yes. To self. Hello? Okay. And we do have a new caller with the last 4 of 0126. Would you introduce yourself, please, and let us know where you're calling from?
Hello, I'm Sharon calling from Virginia.
Hello, Sharon calling from Virginia. Thank you for calling. And did you hear the last question from the gentleman? Why do black folks support every other race but their own?
I'm sorry.
Did you hear the last question? Why do black folks support every other race but their own? Didn't know if you'd like to comment.
Yes, I heard that question. I'd like to know the same thing. I agree with him. It's a lot of us black people that tend to always want a break or always want black people to give them
a bargain,
a discount,
right? A bargain versus, you know, just you actually taking the time to look out for one of yourselves.
Mm-hmm.
Right. That is so true. That is so true. I mean, they will spend $500 on Michael Kors. They will spend $1,000 on Gucci. They will spend their last paycheck on something. But yet, someone in the community, oh, I know you. Your stuff is not good. How do you know? Have you really supported anybody in your community? Have you reached out to somebody else who has who is black? You know, did you give them, you know, your business? And I can understand if you went to their business and your nails weren't done right, you know, clothes weren't made properly, you got a bad haircut, then you could say something. But until you support them, they have to, you know, do the blood, sweat, and tears, you know, to get people into their store. And instead of trying to help each other, build each other up, we talk about Black Wall Street. That's all everybody did was stay in the community to help each other and lift them up and build them up. But no, we have to go to somebody else, you know, Yves Saint Laurent, you know, Louis Vuitton. Why can't we go to Anaïs Taku Designs? Why can't we go to Sharon's wig supply store? Why can't we go to Ray Ray down the street? Why can't we go to TT's nail salon store? Why can't we do that? Why? Why? What is so wrong with us and our culture that we cannot support one another? Can anybody respond to that? Sinful, can you respond to that?
Yeah, I can respond to that. I mean, my whole view on it is it's like the whole crab scenario. I'm sorry, that's just the way I look at it. Nobody wants to see you bigger than them. Like, everybody loves you till you're doing more or better than, or look from the outside like you're doing better than. I'm sorry. It just goes back to the basics, and it might be very simple on the level of which I'm saying it, but as you're taking it to the business world from the person who is like me, regular, you know what I'm saying, or a person who has $1 million, they try to cut each other off in the neck. Why you think you see, you know, like the black actors or this and that, you know, they separated. They're not pulling together out there, you know what I'm saying? Like, you know, stuff like that. It comes from this level up to wherever. Everywhere you turn, we cut each other off at the knees. You know what I mean? And we the only race, like you said, that don't support each other. So to me, it's a crab thing. I don't know what it is. They don't like to see you have it. I don't know.
Trissel, would you like to comment? Trissel? Yeah, you go there? No, she's still there. She might be on mute. I don't know. She might be on mute. But, yeah, she's still there. Wow. Okay. But Virginia, go ahead.
You know, I was saying that is actually a really big issue and then with supporting black business.
Mm-hmm.
It is.
Right. Because what business do
it
you
is.
Have?
We don't do. Well, currently I'm just life coaching. I've gotten out of just managing artists specifically with my label. So I've just kind of like leveled up to a different area where I was already coaching basically when I was dealing with all those artists.
Okay.
So now I have a full website and I'm certified life coach and I do it for, you know, business, artists, personal, or whatever.
Okay.
That's what I have to offer to the people that are in distress.
Because you've been doing the artist for a long time. A long time.
Right.
I think as long as I've known you, what? It's almost 16 years.
Yeah. So coming out of that was, you know, pretty okay. It was a transition of it, but it was already going into the coaching level of it in the last part of it anyway.
Okay.
So that's when I just said, okay, I'm going to step back and go into another realm of it now because there's more of a need of understanding your gifts now than it is just getting you a record. So that's
right,
how I got to
reach
over to the next level of it because I was doing that more than anything. It was like I was coaching people and keeping them balanced and understanding who they are more than booking gigs.
Mm-hmm.
So that's where I'm at right
that's
now.
That's not good.
Coaching, so. Yeah, it's not. But that's
okay.
The reality
okay.
of what people are going through, you know, as artists. So that's where we're at
okay.
now, even with today. The quarantine put us into, what, a spiritual shutdown? Just a shutdown.
Right.
And then that's when
total
I picked
shutdown.
Up
correct.
The need.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
That's when I birthed it around that time, actually. Right around that time.
Okay.
Before, right before the hit, I had just birthed the life coaching business. So now I see the need for it now more
okay.
than anything. And it's doing very well, you know, and I can just say that, you know, we need more services like this. Like we need, you know, more resources.
Correct.
You know, if I had a community center, oh my goodness, what I would do, you know, like really, what I could offer if I had that.
Yeah. And
so
maybe you need to all come together for that community center.
Right. We
know,
definitely do.
But like, right, like Sinful says, you know, the crab's in the barrel. I'm better than you. I got to get out before you can. You know, I got to make my business strong. We come together, we could be real strong, real, real strong. But I'm going to play a quick commercial right here, and we will be back on the other side of the commercial and discuss our topic.
Okay. All right.
When I think of my black, I define it by more than me being of African descent. My black is bold. My black is beautiful. My black is confident, strong, willing to win. My black is everything that I wanted it to be. To love, to trust. My black is more than a shade of color. My black is excellent.
HTC Apparel, black by popular demand.
Heaven knows I like to be way, way up, till I'm way, way up again.
And HGC Apparel can be found on doitallinthemall.com. Under apparel for men, women, and children. You could just type in HGC. You can go to doitallinthemall.com in the search bar and press enter, and it'll take you directly. Or maybe there's other stores out there that you'd like to explore. You can. There's Afrocentric stores out there. So, hey, you come to Do It All in the Mall and go to the different stores and just explore. You're not hurting anything. And once you go to those stores and you purchase something, we earn a small commission off of the stores, you know, off of some of the purchases, and we get a commission. So, and that goes right back into our community. And maybe once we get enough money, we can help small businesses, you know, once we come together and create our own Black Wall Street. And so that's one of the things that Let's Do It Radio is trying to do, is bring people together so that we can become our own Black Wall Street, so that we can become our own empire, as you want to say. But, you know, those crabs out there, they won't allow us to do so. So, you know, that's why we are here on Let's Do It Radio, and that's what it was created for, so that we can have this platform to come together and talk about these situations, these issues, these topics. So we want to thank you, Trey. And you say you are a life coach right now, correct?
Correct. And I can be reached at www.tsedivinitylifecoach.com. I'll repeat that one more time. So it's S-E. Oh, divinity is spelled D-I-V-I-N-T-Y. There's no extra I in
there. D-I-V-I-N. Oh, divinity. Not
right.
The last. Okay.
Right.
.com.
I had to just leave one letter out to get that specific name.
Oh, okay. Okay. Because I knew you as Trey Styles. That's
yes.
What I knew
I
you as.
To.
So. Mm-hmm.
And so the TSC stands for
okay.
Trey Styles, you know, ENT. So it's just the abbreviation. And my website and the Facebook and Instagram, everything is under Trey Styles, T-R-E-S-T-Y-L-Z.
Okay. Okay. We appreciate that. Thank you, thank you, thank you.
No problem.
Mr. Bless and Ms. Sinful. No problem. Just stay with us, Mr. Bless and Mr. Sinful. Mr. Sinful. Mr. Bless and Ms. Sinful, you have anything to comment on? You're talking about supporting each other?
Uh-huh. Yeah, I think our friends are sometimes our worst enemies, because when you come up with an idea, it seems they're the first ones to tear you down and kind of put doubt. Like if you go, I want to be a life coach, they'll be like, a life coach?
Mm-hmm.
Who, I mean, what is a life coach? Nobody's going to support, nobody's going to. And I think if we were more positive with each other and push people to move forward, then I think a lot of these ideas
right.
could take hold and move forward. But usually your family and your friends are the first ones to start tearing you down. And if you're not a strong person,
true.
You know, it could cause you not to take that first step.
That is true. That is true. And sometimes it's best not to say anything, and you do you, and you will prosper better. So, you know, it's kind of hard to think about, because I mean you're friends, and then you have your outside relationships, and so sometimes when you tell your friends they'll tear you down, and sometimes when you tell your outside relationships they'll tear you down. But you know, sometimes you keep your things to yourself, open your business, and then you know promote, and it's like, oh, I didn't know you do this. Well, you know. And a lot of times, like Dr. Dre, he kept everything to himself until he came out and boom, slapped us upside our head with some things. And so sometimes that's what we have to do. So there you go. There you go. So we appreciate you guys out there. And anybody, if they want to make a donation, they can do a donation. You can go to the Do It All in the Mall homepage and hit the donate button. We accept all major credit cards, and we also have a Cash App link, and it's $ Do It All in the Mall is the Cash App name you can donate to. So, or you can hit the contact us information also on the homepage of Do It All in the Mall if you have questions or have ideas or topics you'd like to discuss. So, yes, sir, there you go. And and
awesome.
You know, that's where we are right now. So I'm gonna play Isaac Hayes, Do Your Thing, in honor of, you know, being for Black support, because you gotta do your thing, because sometimes other people won't allow you to do your thing, so you do your thing.
Do your thing. Right.
Do your thing.
Make you move.
You can find Let's Do It Radio on the homepage of Do It All in the Mall. Come join us and listen to Let's Do It Radio as you're shopping the first online mall with over 5,000 stores for all your holiday shopping needs. Yes, Do It All in the Mall has its own radio station, and you can listen to us as you shop. So shop with us, listen to us, and talk with us at doitallinthemall.com.
I've never really had the experience of, like, buying a bra and feeling great about it that is, like, super soft, comfy, cute, and sexy all in one. I'm not sure if I've found that yet.
We are being unconsciously trained to say bras should be uncomfortable. To be sexy means you must feel uncomfortable in what you are wearing.
When I put this bra on, I feel like I can take on the world. I'm wearing one right now, and I feel like I'm not wearing a bra, so that's, you know, he conquered that.
It just felt good and light, and you'd be happy to wiggle around in that at home.
And you can find, it's called C-U-U-P, cups, bras, under the women's apparel, of course, on doitallinthemall.com. Or you can type in C-U-U-P in, of course, search bar and press enter, and voila, it takes you directly to there. So, y'all, just go while you're listening. Just go to doitallinthemall.com and see what's out there. There's over 5,000 stores for your shopping pleasure. And you could be shopping, looking, perusing, browsing, all while you listen to the show, you know, and if you have any questions or anything, come to the chat room, chat us up, and voila, we will be more than happy to assist you in your endeavors of how do I go through do it all in the mall and shop. It's the same thing as if you went directly to Walmart, Target, Home Depot, anything like that, but you're going to the mall and you get a portion, you get a commission, which goes back to your community. So tonight is Talking Tunes Tuesday, and we have two callers on the line who we've been talking with. We have, I call it Trey Styles, and we have, we have two calls, but three people. And Mr. Sinful and Miss Bless. So we appreciate them coming in and talking to us. Does anybody else have any topics they'd like to talk about today? Nobody has topics they'd like to talk about?
Oh, you were asking.
Sinful?
Okay, I'm sorry to catch that.
Uh-huh. I was asking, uh-huh. You can take yourself off of mute, because if you're on mute, I can't hear you. Anybody have a topic?
Oh, boy. We should have a whole bunch of topics with all the stuff going on, huh?
I'm trying to tell you. You know, what's on top of your head, you know.
Oh, what is on the top
and,
of my head?
And, Trey, right. For that free entertainment, we do have a donate button.
You say what, baby?
We have a donate button. I said, for that free entertainment or that free advertisement, we do have a donate button if you want to donate.
Oh, okay.
Dollar sign, do it all in the mall. Thank you.
Dollar sign, do it all in the mall.
Appreciate everybody. Do it.
You said do it all in the mall?
D-O. Yes, ma'am. D-O-I-T-A-R-A-R-A-L. Oh, I got to see. Now you got me all Twitter pated. N-I-N-T-H-M-A-L-L. Dollar sign in front. Do it all in the mall. Yes, ma'am. Let's see who. Okay. I think someone's asked me to do something. So while that's being done, I'm going to play Get There by Olita Adams, because that's how we're going to get there, is if we help each other by donation, by salutation, by greetings, and so on and so forth. So then you go. You can go to doitallinthemall.com on the homepage, and there's this big Cash App sign that you can click on, and voila, make that donation. Yes, ma'am. Thank you. See, that's how easy it is. It doesn't hurt. It's painless. It's painless as a vaccination.
Mountains, sweeter, always something.
We had a request in the chat room, see if anybody wanted to discuss this topic. Ashley Babbitt, she's a Capitol riot attacker. She was she a conspiracy theorist? Was the shooting justified? So I'm sure everybody has seen who Ashley Babbitt was. And was a shooting justified? Anybody like to comment on that? Sinful? The sinful? You want to take yourself off of mute if you want to say anything, please?
Hey, what was that now? I'm sorry.
That's okay. Ashley Babbitt, Capitol riot attacker. Was she a conspiracy theorist? Was a shooting that was done justified? That was a question in the chat room that was posed.
I'm not familiar with that subject.
Okay. Mr. Bless, are you familiar with it?
No, I'm not familiar with it either. Could you give us some insight on it?
That was just a comment that was requested.
No, I'm not familiar with it.
Let me see here. Let me see. Is it clear in the videos that the doors are barricaded from the other side, which should serve as a subtle hint that trying to pass through those closed doors may be an unpopular decision? This is a lady who, I think the only person who got shot during the Capitol riot, the only female who got shot.
She's the only female
who
got inside. She's the only one who got shot.
Right. Mm-hmm. She's
okay.
The only one that I know that got shot. Yeah.
She's dead?
Yes.
She dead? Okay.
I believe so, yeah.
I mean, on the subject, I mean, just in general, like I said, not really being just with that background. I mean, for me, it's like this. I don't know who went in, female, male, regardless. I just feel like it's a lot of nonsense that, what they did, they did. And, when you go to war, you have casualties. Yeah, they choose to make them decisions. I mean, anybody in these jobs, I feel sorry for anyone, who lost their life and, things of that nature, of course. Just trying to do their job, But as for the rest of it, it's plenty of us losing our lives every day just trying to live, on the other side. So,
Right.
And that when they chose to make a move like that, they're bold, because if it would have been anybody else, it would have been more than that. So I hate to say, for them personally as a person, human being, hate it for their people and their family, but sorry, it's a lot more craziness going on. When they choose to make them kind of moves, that's the kind of choice you make.
Right. Let me see. Okay. Trey, you have anything to say on that? Okay.
I'm going to see if I can't get it.
Oh, go ahead.
I'm back on. Mm-hmm. I'm sorry. Did you ask me a question? I had to put the phone out.
That's fine. No, I had asked a question on the Ashley Babbitt case as far as she was a Capitol riot attacker and she was shot. And so the question was, you know, and I'm going to try and download the clip so we all could hear it. And then I guess we can, you know, talk about it after that if you all would like to.
Yeah, I'm not quite familiar with the situation, unfortunately. I don't even know exactly what you're talking about, to be honest.
This was January 6th where all the, you know, where all those insurrectionists had went on the Capitol. And they stormed and this one lady, she got shot.
Right. Okay,
yeah.
I got you.
She got shot.
Yeah,
so.
I saw that come up on news mm-hmm. break. Did someone, something happened with that case or something? I saw it on news break.
Well, I'm going to download the clip and we can all listen to it. But I just wanted to see if anybody had any reaction before I download the clip. So
I have a reaction.
You know, so let me go ahead. Mm-hmm.
It's funny how it was only one person shot when they stormed that Capitol. I wonder if it had been reversed and it had been 200 black folk or Spanish or Arab charge in that Capitol building. I wonder if they would have had as much restraint as they had with only one casualty. You know, I know the answer to that. And it seems like because we're painted as monsters, not just here in America, but how we're viewed even out of the country, we're painted as dangerous people. Black women are aggressive and angry and males are aggressive and angry, so it's easy to shoot someone that you're initially scared of. It's easy to shoot somebody that doesn't look like you because they don't sympathize with you. They see you as less than human. So that's why it's easy for them to do the things that they do to you.
That is true. That is so true. And it's funny that you say that because that's been happening for how long? How many years? Forever.
400 years.
As far as
400 years.
At least 400. You know, at least that long, which is sad, but it's true. It is sad, but it is true. So let's see here. Hold on. I'm gonna play a song right quick, and then I'm gonna come back and we will hear this clip together, and then we can make a comment. I've had the request to play Tina Turner, Private Dancer, so I'm going to play that while I download this clip for our hearing pleasure.
Have a husband and some children. Yeah, I guess I want.
In your music will be, yes. In your saliva dancer. And now we're going to hear that clip that was requested through the chat room. Ashley Babbitt, Capitol riot attacker. Was she a conspiracy theorist or was the shooting justified?
Hello, this is Dr. Grande. Today's question is, can I analyze the Ashley Babbitt case? Babbitt was shot and killed by a police officer as she stormed the Capitol building in January of 2021. Other questions here would be, was she a conspiracy theorist, and was the shooting justified? Just a reminder, I'm not diagnosing anybody in this video, only speculating about what could be happening in a situation like this. If you enjoyed this video, please like it, subscribe to my channel, and consider supporting me on Patreon. I'll put the link to Patreon in the description for this video. So I'll start with the background, I'll talk about the conspiratorial thinking, and I'll move to my analysis about the shooting. At the time of her death, Ashley Babbitt was 35 years old. She served in the Air Force and Air National Guard for many years. Her service included multiple deployments to Iraq. She lived in Maryland for many years. She was married when she was there. She divorced and moved to San Diego and remarried in 2019. Babbitt had no children. Her parents, her grandfather, and four brothers lived in San Diego. On January 6, 2021, she was one of the many protesters who stormed the Capitol building in Washington, D.C., in what appears to be an attempt to disrupt the certification of the 2020 presidential election. Inside the building, she was with a number of other protesters in front of these double doors that led to the Speaker's lobby, a hallway that connects to the House of Representatives chamber. Not far from this, members of Congress were sheltering in place. So there was a lot of chaos, a number of protesters yelling, banging on the doors, breaking windows. It was a time of great stress caused by these protesters. It is clear in the videos that the doors are barricaded from the other side, which should serve as a subtle hint that trying to pass through those doors may be an unpopular decision. Babbitt was wearing what looked to be a Trump flag as a cape. There was a window that was broken next to the double doors. Moments after officers who were standing in front of the doors walked away, she attempted to climb through that window. While she was doing this, it appears as though she was warned there was an armed individual on the other side of the door. As she was climbing through this window, a Capitol police officer fired a single shot. He was standing on the other side of the double doors. He struck her in the neck or near her neck. She fell back out of the windows toward the other protesters. There were officers in tactical gear arriving at the location at that time who rendered first aid. She was taken to a local hospital where she would die. Babbitt had some prior run-ins with law enforcement. In 2016, she was issued a peace order, which is essentially the state of Maryland's version of a restraining order, and charged with reckless endangerment and the malicious destruction of property. This appears to have been connected to a road rage incident. She hit a woman's car three times and chased her through the streets. From what I understand, the victim was a woman who had previously dated Babbitt's boyfriend at that time. Babbitt was found not guilty of both charges. In 2017, a second peace order was issued, and she was charged with willful motor vehicle damage without the owner's consent. I guess this is as opposed to damage that the owner consents to. I'm not sure why they would put that in there, but maybe something like that happened. She was found not guilty of this crime as well. It's not clear if all these charges stem from the same incident or we're talking about different incidents. In 2019, a complaint was filed against her for aggressive driving, but it was thrown out because of a jurisdiction-related problem. Ashley Babbitt appeared to have a number of unusual beliefs that may have contributed to her criminal behavior. Her posts on social media appear to indicate that she believed in conspiracy theories. One specific conspiracy theory that she is associated with is QAnon. She made a reference to the storm in a tweet the day before her death. She was seen wearing a QAnon shirt in a photo on social media, and she also posted a hashtag that refers to the phrase, "Where we go one, we go all," which is also associated with that same conspiracy theory. Here's a summary of what the followers of this conspiracy theory believe. They believe there's an evil organization made up of people who worship Satan, and they also cause other types of harm. The leaders of this evil organization tend to be entertainers and politicians. Donald Trump is a part of this ongoing battle with these evil people. Ashley Babbitt had a particular dedication to Trump. She was a militant supporter of his. At some point, Trump will bring a...
Okay, so basically, so you all think that she was a conspiracy theorist and was the shooting justified? What do you think? We have a couple of new callers that have joined us. I'm going to have them introduce themselves first, and then we'll go into our discussion. With the last four of 6826, can you introduce yourself and... Oh, they just dropped off. Okay, with the last four of 6133, you want to introduce yourself and let us know where you're calling from, please?
Yeah, my name is Jerry. I'm calling from Myrtle Beach.
Hey, Jerry, how are you?
I'm fine. Jay, J-A-Y.
Oh, Jay, excuse me. I'm so sorry. Jay. Okay.
It's okay.
And I don't know if you heard, thank you so much for calling in. And I didn't know if you had heard the question on the discussion about the Ashley Babbitt clip that we just did.
I caught about half of it. I'm a little bit late. But I'll get
up. That's okay. Okay. And we have Sharon on the line, 6920, who would like to discuss the clip. Go ahead, Sharon.
Well, I think the most important thing that I don't think anybody has realized, the reason why this is so important, is because they are saying that a black man is the person that shot her. And that is what Trump is bringing up. Now, they are not releasing his name because of the way Trump is doing it. And, of course, you know, he shot a white woman. That's what they're coming at when it was a peaceful protest. He had no right to shoot her. And, of course, they're saying that if it was the other way around, if it was a white man that shot a black woman, we would be all over the news about it. Also, the point that Mr. Bless made, which is a very good point, the way they were treated compared to where black people were treated when they did protest in a peaceful way, how they had to be moved for him to take a picture with the Bible that was upside down. So I think that basically what was kind of shocking listening to you guys speak, I don't think people realize that the man that we need to worry about is the black man that shot her. Thank you.
Okay. So do we have any comments on that last caller's the clip? Trey? You may be on mute. Okay, while she unmutes herself. Mr. J, do you have anything you'd like to say on the last caller's comment on the shooting of Ashley Babbitt?
Not at this time. Not yet.
Okay, thank you. Thank you so much for chiming in. And Ms. Sinful, do you have anything? Ms. Sinful? Mr. Bless, do you have anything? Okay. Ms. Trey, do you have anything you'd like to discuss on that last clip on Ashley Babbitt? And Sharon, do you want to say anything further? You don't have anything else to say on the last clip? Uh, Okay. I guess if nobody has anything else to say, we will go to a song called Breathing by George Benson. We'll be right back.
Welcome to Do It All in the Mall, an online shopping mall providing over 5,000 stores. We earn a commission when you shop that goes back to your community, making a difference nationwide. Take a tour and shop doitallinthemall.com.
Love lower than low prices? Then get more ways to save at Kroger, where you can find personalized coupons, weekly deals, and rewards like fuel points. All for prices that are lower than low. On food that's fresher than fresh. Kroger, fresh for everyone.
And Kroger can be found under the homepage of Do It All in the Mall, under the store section, or you can type Kroger, K-R-O-G-E-R, in the search bar, and voila, there you have it. You can go straight to Kroger, and you can get your shopping. You can have things delivered. I know now in Florida, I guess they're building a Kroger in Florida, so yay, I guess, because I know it's in the Atlanta area and down south, so I love that commercial because you get low. Anyway, so a question was posed to me about Black Wall Street. What do you all think? Do you think we should have another Black Wall Street? Do you think we're going in that direction of having a Black Wall Street? I heard that Hill Harper was trying to create another Black Wall Street. So I'm going to take it to the people. Mr. J, what do you think about trying to build another Black Wall Street? What are your thoughts on that? Mr. J from Myrtle Beach.
Okay. I think it's a good idea. I'd be interested to see how it turns out.
Do you have a business or, you know, are you, right? Yeah. Since the massacre, what, 100 years ago in Tulsa? Right. You do?
Yeah, I own a barbershop.
Oh, okay. Well, thank you, Mr. J. And what is the name of your barbershop?
It's a State Barbershop.
Okay, you're going to have to say that again and say with some force, because I didn't understand the word you just say.
It's called Head to State Barbershop.
Head to State Barbershop. And that is, you say, in Myrtle Beach, correct?
It's in, it's in Myrtle Beach.
Head to State Barbershop.
Yes.
I'm sorry, say that.
It's actually in Florida.
Okay.
Lawrence, South Carolina.
Lawrence?
Longs, L-O-N-G-S, right outside of Myrtle Beach.
Longs, okay. South Carolina. Thank you, fine sir. And Mr. Bless or Ms. Sinful, do you have a comment? What do you think we should try to create another Black Wall Street? Do you think black people would be interested in another Black Wall Street?
Well, first of all, I want to say that Mr. J is my barber in Long, South Carolina, and I thank him for calling in.
Okay.
And I think for another Black Wall Street, we have to have a plan of action. And it probably have to be a multiple step plan of action. I think, first of all, we need to understand how the politics or the system works. So we got to, I guess, say, infiltrate the system, learn how it works, and then try to work the system. Black Wall Street worked because everyone kept the money in a circle, and you know everyone shopped in a circle or in their neighborhood, which kept the money flowing.
Okay,
but they also controlled the banks, which was politics. They controlled the money. They controlled politics, and they controlled decision making. So in order for it to be another Black Street on a bigger level, that's what we would have to do. We would have to be very well versed in politics and banking,
Okay.
And just support mm-hmm. each other's businesses.
Hmm. And so would you yeah. say a Black Wall Street would need to be in all states, in a certain place? Because, you know, Black Wall Street was in Tulsa, and that was very, very lucrative. But would we, how do I want to pose this question? Would it be beneficial to everybody in different states to have their own Black Wall Street?
That probably would be more probable, because the smaller it is, the more controllable it would be. And once one was successful, okay. other states mm-hmm. could call up and find out how they went about it. But I think it would be too big a task right now to have one big Black Wall Street. I think small Black Wall Streets and communities would serve mm-hmm. it better. And then they could network and work together.
Mm-hmm. Correct, and that's what I'm thinking. That was the answer I was looking for, because, I mean, I know that I guess I can go to Tulsa, Oklahoma, and shop at that Black Wall Street, but we have 50 states or 51 states or however many states we have these days, 52 if D.C. became the state. I'm not sure if it did or not. But, you know, in our own little areas, it'd be nice to have a Black Wall Street where if you came from Florida to Oklahoma, you could shop there. If you went from Oklahoma to California, and, you know, whatever city you're in, you could find the Black Wall Street. So it'd be our own, like, little, quote-unquote, Black shopping mall, shopping area, banking, everything. And I tried to do that. I wanted to do that from where I'm from, Washington State. I wanted to do that so bad to kind of have that type of feel there, but that didn't happen because I got married and then I moved down to Florida. So here I'm in Florida. So, but I'm thinking, you know, if great heads came together to say, hey, how did you do this? I think that Wall Streets could be in every state and city who wants to have their own Black Wall Street. And some people, you know, they try to do that, but then some people, like we talked about before, are like crabs in a bucket and will tear you down in no time just because they can't get to the same level or place, or they don't have that idea. The idea didn't come from them, blah, 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 blah. So if we could work together and come together and do what we need to do, we could be, because we spend billions and billions and billions of dollars. How come we can't have that in our communities? Plain and simple. You know, I'd like to see Do It All in the Mall become a Black Wall Street. Hint, hint, hello, hello. You know, because it's that type of thing. You got 5,000 stores, you know. We can do that, and we can distribute that money to our communities. That's what we try to do. We try to help the little Johnnies who need shoes, the Susies who need backpacks, you know, somebody who may want to go on a field trip but don't have enough money. That's what we are trying to do with Do It All in the Mall, and Let's Do a Radio as a platform, trying to get to build up Do It All in the Mall. So all you all out there who are listening, just go and peruse the website. It's not going to hurt you. DoItAllInTheMall.com and look and see what's out there. They've got Afrocentric stores. They got, you know, things that you didn't even know was out there. And it's like, okay, I can do this. It's not that deep, brother. It's not that, you know, and then tell your friends, and then tell your friends' friends, and just go on social media and just spread the word. You know, we got Afrocentric stores, apparel, automotive, beauty, business and relationship, employment, education, fabric, financial, food and drinks, games and tech, holidays. Holiday, got everything under holidays, home goods, gardening, international. And like I said, we broadcast worldwide out of Yakima, as I'm the host, Miss Inez, you know, internationally. We got medical products. We got, hemp and THC, outdoor. We got pets, religious. Yes, we even have funerals. You can even get caskets through us. So, you know, we large and in charge. got sports, you got travel, you got toys. Yes, you can get a casket through the funeral, religious/funeral section of Do It All in the Mall. And when you click on stores, there's other drop downs that you can go to. Jewelry, shoes, wedding, you know, automotive, beauty, you got consulting. You just go there. It's not gonna hurt anybody to click. You can't hurt anything, you can't break anything. You can shop. That's what we want you to do, is shop. So that's what we're trying to do. We're trying to build up Do It All in the Mall, so it's a place for people to go to and shop. And that's what we're trying to do, so we can have our own Black Wall Street at doitallinthemall.com. Anybody else have any, what do you want to call it, topics they'd like to discuss? Mr. J, do you have anything you'd like to discuss as a topic? Fashion, you know, haircuts, why do people do what they do, you know, type of thing. Anybody who's out there can even go to the chat room and hit me up in the chat room under the homepage of Do It All in the Mall. And on the right hand, go to the Lexia Radio banner, and voila, click on me, and there you are. So anybody have a topic?
I have a question.
Nobody? Okay.
Is Mr. J still on the line?
Yes, he is. Yeah.
How do you go about becoming a barber? Like, what's the process?
To become a barber? The first thing, I would, if someone's interested in becoming a barber, I would research and find the school that you can go to. I actually see what we can learn, because I know here in South Carolina, we don't have very many schools, especially in the Myrtle Beach. So, I mean, you really got to do your research when it comes to that. I ended up going to a school where they didn't really teach us anything, so that's why I say do your research first. But first, you have to put in your hours. You have to do book time. You have to do shop time. Let's take the test.
What was it expensive?
Okay, I have
is
a question.
Expensive endeavor?
Oh, I'm sorry. Go ahead.
Is it an expensive endeavor? Like, about how much would you need to spend?
It really depends, because so what I did, I started off in school, which was, the school was about $5,000. To be honest, it wasn't worth that. So I ended up leaving and doing on-the-job training. Because basically I was doing the same thing I was doing in school, but I was just making money, you know. Like, it was just, I was basically working under someone, still getting a training. Only thing is, when it came to the testing, I pretty much had to learn everything on my own. So on the job training, you pay a little bit of a percentage at whatever, well, to whatever person you work under. It depends on the person, really. So it can be expensive, but there's also ways around it. But if you, a person that decides to go the on the job training route, you have to be disciplined enough keep yourself the information to take the test. And that's the hard part, because you really don't know what's on it. So you're taking a book with 20 chapters and 2,000 questions throughout the whole book. You got to narrow it down to 60. That's the hard part.
So you don't have to go to school in South Carolina? You could do on-the-job training or go to school? Either or?
Either or.
Wow.
The difference is, in school, you have to do 1,200 hours. On the job training, you have to do 1,900 hours.
Yeah, but you don't have to spend 5,000 hours. And you make your money, right?
See?
Okay,
but
cool.
You're not learning the book. But you're not learning the
school. That's what I was going to say.
So.
I didn't hear the last part.
You don't have to do that book, right? I'm sorry.
Yeah, you still have to do that book. You weren't doing in school.
Okay, you may have to get closer to your phone, Mr. J, because it's kind of hard to understand what you're saying, so you sound kind of muffled. So
okay.
Let me speak a little clearer into the phone.
Okay.
That's better. Thank you. Thank you. I'm sorry, Mr. Bless, what were you saying? Mm-hmm.
No, I was just curious because I've gotten such different answers when I ask people, well, do you have to go to school or can you do on? No, you have to go to school and there is no working underneath a master barber. So you're saying that you can work underneath.
Yeah, that's totally not true because that's the route I took after I left school.
Okay.
I mean, I left school to work under, you know. Well, he has to be an instructor. I'll put it that way.
Right. Okay,
he can't just be a master barber. He has to be an instructor. So that could have been with a mixed-up thing. He has to be an instructor.
And can you get financial aid for the schools? Or you have to? Is it a cash-type deal for the school?
It depends on the school. My school, there was no financial aid. You pretty much paid out of pocket.
Wow.
I mean, you don't pay it all up front. You just pay monthly.
Yeah, but that's wow.
So you couldn't gotten a grant or anything, Mr. J?
You probably can. But like I said.
Okay.
All right. So when I decided to go to school, there weren't very many options close to me. So I took what I could find. And it wasn't the best situation, which is why I ended up leaving and doing on-the-job training. So it wasn't, the school wasn't, they weren't certified to do financial aid. So being out of pocket wasn't the only option.
So it sounds like good business would be to open up a school, huh? That sounds like what Myrtle Beach needs.
That is what we need.
There you go with the Black Wall
Street. Is it very?
Again. You just need businesses. Go ahead.
I always wonder, can a barber make as much as he wants, or?
Yeah, you can. I mean, depending on how much you're willing to put in the hours to work. I mean, I'll put it this way: no barber should have a part-time job.
What happened?
I said no barber should have a part-time job.
Oh, okay, I got you.
Okay.
All right. Thank you.
That's good information. That's good information. Thank you. And let me see. I think I'm going to break into another song. Let me see. Does anybody have any requests? I'm about to go into, I'm going to play Rise by Herb Alpert. As I take requests in the chat room and text and any way you'd like to reach me. I don't care how you get here, just reach me if you can.
Thank you. Products you hear at Let's Do It Radio can be found on the website at doitallinthemall.com on our homepage, and be sure to use the menu bar and click on stores and visit over 5,000 stores to shop in the comfort of your own home. So let's go shopping.
Let's go shopping.
For boomers and the Gen Z, feeling trendy y'all with the straight jeans, showing off those curves cause you the queen. I like mom jeans, like Deja Vu, got new jeans for the whole crew. Too much denim? No such thing. Everyone go slay in your Old Navy jeans. I like big jeans, itty bitty jeans, jeans for boomers and the Gen Z, feeling trendy y'all with the straight jeans, showing off those curves.
curves cause you the queen. I like mom jeans, like deja vu. Got new jeans for the whole crew. Too much denim? No such thing. Everyone go slay in your Old Navy jeans.
Welcome to Denim America with fits for the whole fam. 180 sizes and 26 lengths. Only at Old Navy and OldNavy.com.
And Old Navy can be found in the women's apparel, men's apparel, and children's apparel on the homepage of Do It All in the Mall under Stores. And so our next, anybody have another topic you'd like to discuss? Mr. Oh, let me take it off a minute. Okay, anybody have a topic they want to bring to the floor? Mr. J? You have a topic?
No.
Not at the moment? Okay, no, you're fine. I'm asking, what about Ms. Sinful? Do you have a topic? What about Mr. Bless? Do you have a topic you'd like to bring to the forefront?
Yeah. I was having a discussion earlier today with a few of my female friends.
Okay.
And I was just curious, maybe you can answer this question for us or any of your female listeners. And the topic was, can women push a man to cheat by always accusing him of cheating? So I guess what I'm saying is a man that's not cheating and that's faithful, but his woman or his girlfriend or his wife is constantly accusing him of cheating, do you think that could push him to cheat? And I'm just curious because I got a lot of different feedback from women. And I was just trying to figure out, do y'all all feel this way or, you know, what do you think, Ms. Inez?
I'm going to each his own. Can women push a man to cheat when she accuses him of cheating? Yes, she can. And then I'm going to have to say yes and no. Yes, she can because, you know, if you're accusing me of doing it, why don't I just go ahead and do it? And then you have some of the faithful men saying, you know, if you can prove that I'm cheating, then prove it, you know. So like the song from Brownstone, if you love me, you know, show me, you know, so on and so forth, you know. And so I'm thinking that yes and no.
A lot of my female friends were saying that no, men are just going to use that as an excuse to cheat. But I beg to differ. Like you said, if you're going to constantly accuse me of it,
nag.
That's what you're expecting. And I'm getting all of what I would get if I was. So I think they can push him to cheat. And vice versa. Men too.
Yeah.
Same thing. Always accusing his woman of talking to this one, talking to that one. I know you. Yeah, okay. Any other responses?
Said, okay. Mr. J? Mr. Barbara J?
So, Bless, my question is, no, I'm not going to do that.
What?
You're not going to do the question?
No,
I
was going to say, so when you cheat, is it because you're pussy cheat or you just choose to?
Oh, I don't cheat.
I don't cheat.
You don't cheat now or you don't, and you've never cheated because someone's pushed you to?
I never really cheated. Like, I've always felt like if I'm going to be with somebody, I'm going to be with them. And if I'm not, then I'm going to date and just be like, I'm dating, you know. But I would think if I was in a relationship and constantly had to defend myself if I wasn't doing it, then I think maybe, probably, it would push me to it. especially if I try to stay in a relationship and constantly showing that, you know, I'm being faithful, I'm good, but anything could wear you down, I think. I think anybody could be wore down, either way, woman or female. Smarty J.
Yeah, probably.
But then why do you think? Hold on. Did she hear me? Miss Sinful?
I think she's probably off sleeping somewhere.
Oh, okay. So what were you going to hit?
Why do you think women do that, Inez? Why do you think it's just they've been cheated on before, or they've been hurt, or they're just insecure? I think a lot of women spoil good situations, the baggage they bring into the relationship, and vice versa. Not just women, men too.
I was saying the same thing. I said it's not just women though. Men bring baggage into their situation.
You think sometimes people jump from one situation to another too soon before they
too
figure
fast.
Out?
Yeah.
Yeah. Me too.
Yeah. Because I think.
And then it's a. Okay, I'm sorry. Go ahead.
My thing is, people say it need to be 50-50 when you go into a relationship. And I completely disagree, because you need to be 100% secure with yourself first. Not 50-50. Mm-hmm. You need to be 100%. And a lot of people don't do that, because some people just can't handle being alone. And
because
they're so used to being able to count on somebody else, they don't give themselves a chance to heal. So when they go into a new situation, they're still hurting. So it's like everything you're getting accused of is what the last person did, which may not necessarily be a case.
Preach.
And a lot of times people go into a relationship and they look for these things. Oh, well, the last man did it, so I know you're going to do it. It's like, no, I didn't get into this relationship to do that, because the man and the woman come into the relationship, as I said, insecure. So therefore, you know, their insecurities make them dream up, think about, doubt, whatever, a relationship to begin with. So they need to clear their conscience of their insecurities before they go into a relationship, because you're just going to be jumping from one relationship to another, because of your insecurities, because your demons are what's going to bring you down, you know. And if you get the right person to love you and you love them back, don't go looking for them demons or the skeletons or whatever else is out there to bring you down, because you're already half, you know, what do you want to say? I'm going to say half-hearted, but, you know, guarding your heart because you have been hurt. But not everybody is like that. So you need to at least give a person a chance, and until you find out that they are cheating or so on and so forth, don't bring that situation into the relationship. Otherwise, you will never have a good relationship, and you're just going to be out there by yourself anyway.
Miserable.
Correct. You're just going to be purely miserable, and misery likes company. And so if that's what you want, then you just stay by yourself and have a pity party of one. That's how I see it.
All right, Miss Inez.
What?
All right.
Blaz.
I'm just saying. Mr. Blaz. I mean, you know, shoot, that can go into a whole different, you know, all different kind of subjects, you know. What about, how do I want to say it? Oh, no, that's another subject. But, I mean.
Nah, stay it. Don't be scared.
Nah. I'm not scared. I mean, you know, how many people have gone backwards to relationships that they had been in and been happy, but then wish that they hadn't gone back to that relationship because they want to go forward?
If you happy, you happy. Why would you care whether you go on? If you said went backwards to another relationship and they were uh-huh. happy, oh, you happy.
And they
why would
happy,
you care
but
about
then
going
once they,
forward?
Right, but then they, you know, there's like they're happy maybe for the moment, but then when they see something else, they want to jump out of that relationship and go to another relationship.
And they're not happy. If you're happy,
right? Like
you don't care
about. Right. I guess it's momentary love, you know.
Sure. When you go back,
because some people do that.
9 out of 10 times, it doesn't work because you left for a reason.
Right.
I was married, and I got divorced. And then 10 years later, I got back with my ex-wife, and it ended horrible. And you go back
okay.
into something, and then you remember why you
mm-hmm.
left. So my advice
okay.
would be don't go back. Keep moving forward.
Right. Keep moving forward, you know, and because I had a person say, can we rekindle? I said, rekindle what? That fire is gone. Not the thrill, but the fire is out, you know. So, no, I'm not going backwards. I mean, you messed up what was had before and in front of you, and you want me to go backwards because you want? No, boo-boo. It don't work like that. Mm-mm. No. No.
But, I mean, I hear stories of people going back and it working. I mean, you know, some people, I mean, it worked, but not many.
But that's what I'm saying. You know, some people are fortunate and they try it again and they want to work, you know, because it's like, you know, I'm miserable without you. I messed up what I had. And then the man or the woman says, you know, I understand I'm miserable too. But, you know, if two hearts come back together, that's great, you know, and it can work out. But, you know, if it didn't work out the first time and it was irreconcilable differences, or you know, you started beating up on him, or she started beating up on him, or he started beating up on her. Oh no! Don't go back to that situation. Don't go back within that situation. Oh no! No,
I got a,
no,
I got a question.
No.
If nobody else has
okay.
one, I got a question. Anybody else has a question?
We're here for you, Mr. I don't know why I want to call Mr. Larry, Mr. J.
Okay.
Great. What's the question? I'm curious. I'm really curious. I had this conversation with Jay before.
Mm-hmm.
What does the woman expect to happen if she lashes out and hits the man first in an argument or whatever? Like, I'm real curious. Like, what does she think is going to happen if she hits that man first, or what does she expect to happen?
If she hits him first. Because
I had a lot of people say you should never.
Mm-hmm.
I'm sorry, go ahead.
No, go ahead. Go ahead.
My female friends are under the impression
mm-hmm.
that you should never hit a woman regardless to what she do. But I don't quite believe that.
Correct. Okay, and
I'm
why
just
is that?
Curious, because I think once you hit that man, then you've given
mm-hmm.
up your woman card.
Okay.
Once you make that decision
so he would
to
have
strike
the...
him.
Mm-hmm.
Hmm?
Mm-hmm. Go ahead.
Once you decide to cross that line for whatever reason you cross it. Then you can't
mm-hmm.
throw up the woman card. Like, oh, I'm a woman. You know, I'm defenseless. I don't believe that. I believe you're responsible
mm-hmm.
for your actions at all times in life.
Okay.
But I'm just curious what you think.
So, and I want to say it depends on the situation. Because like we were talking about, you know, cheating man, cheating woman, you know, she may hit him because she found out that he was cheating. would he hit her back because she hit him? I mean, she's taking out her frustration, beating him and so on and so forth. I mean, it's like, hey, should I hit him back because, or should I hit her back because she hit me, or should I walk away because I did her wrong and I deserve that beating or that whipping?
You never deserve. You never deserve a beating.
You don't deserve it.
I mean, if she's cheating, then you leave him. You pack your stuff or you throw him out or you keep it moving. And vice versa.
Correct.
You know, a man should never strike a woman. And if he does,
never,
then you know, he has to be held accountable for his actions. But, you know, women seem to
Correct.
Be under the impression that they can hit you or they can strike you or they can cut you and then they're you know, that nothing should happen to them. And I definitely don't subscribe to that. What do you feel, Mr. J?
Okay. So I grew up in a house where I saw my mom be abused. So me,
okay.
And when my mom went through, I would never hit a woman. It would have to be a life or death situation before I hit a woman. With that being said, if a woman's attacking me, I'm going to make her very uncomfortable without hitting her, though, until she regains
okay.
her mind. So if I have to twist her arm a little bit or something to make her calm down, then I'm going to do what I do to defend myself. But I personally don't believe in hitting women. I think there are other ways to deal with it. And like I said, it would have to be, you know, a life or death situation for me to do it.
Okay.
Never
look
at it that way.
Because
but,
there are a lot of
what,
abusive.
If I am attacked,
go ahead. I'm sorry. Go ahead.
I will defend. I say, if I am attacked, I will defend myself. It just
mm-hmm.
won't be.
But if
you know,
she's hitting you,
but,
isn't she attacking you?
That's why I say, if I am attacked, I won't retaliate with hitting. But she may get thrown down and held down very uncomfortably until she get her mind together.
Oh, very uncomfortably.
Very uncomfortably.
You're gonna browbeat her? I'm just messing.
look at Inez.
But
start
see,
in trouble.
What? Not me. But then that's another thing. Also, a lot of men have seen their mothers, you know, or women in their lives get beat up. So no, they know what the power of a man could be. So they would rather turn their back because of scenes they had seen, in, you know, before. So it's like, you know, I'm not going to go through this. I'd rather turn my back and walk away than to raise my hand and hit a woman, no matter
exactly
what she does, how bad she beats me. And so I know, you know, because one blow from a man could knock a woman out. And then he'd be, you know,
yeah,
charged
yeah.
with murder, blah, 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 so on and so forth. And so the best thing to do is just say, listen, you know, is do the 1, 2, 3, breathe, oosah, whatever. And just, like you say, either make the woman uncomfortable or just leave the situation, because men can be more powerful than women. But yet then again, I've seen some women not just take their hand, but a skillet, a bat or whatever. And
iron,
man.
Anything, yeah.
I mean, anything, you know, anything they can grab their hands on, it, you know, then they come up with, you know, well, he was cheating. Okay, let him cheat. Leave. You know, why are you going to
exactly.
stand there and take
right.
the abuse of him instead of being double abused, and then he retaliates and slaps you down. Okay, he cheated and then he beat you. What are you going to do?
Mm-hmm.
What would you do? You need to,
interesting
you know,
topic.
If, you know what I'm saying? I mean, I'm just saying,
yeah.
you know, if you know someone's cheating on you, just like, you know, your stuff is out there in the, what do you call it, on the left, in the box on the left, just, you know,
mm-hmm.
just do that, you know, or have a fire sale, do something, but don't
oh
come
God.
In contact
fire
with a man, or don't come in contact, I'm just saying. I don't come in contact with a woman because there's consequences for every action. There's a reaction. And sometimes some men can't handle the action of a woman hitting them without having the reaction of hitting her back and then wishing he had not hit her. And the same thing with a woman.
Well, you.
Oh, well, I got crickets now, huh?
When the man, not usually when the man strikes back, it's usually the women that wish they had not done it.
Exactly.
I agree.
Exactly. It's like, oh, I didn't know what I was getting into. Oh, I wish I hadn't. Well, you know, keep your hands to yourself, you know.
That's right.
You
Everybody, keep your hands to yourself.
Unless you're going to love up on somebody. But other than that, you know, keep your hands to yourself. Or if you know you have this feeling coming over you, walk away. Both of you, walk away. Go into your separate corners or go into different rooms, but walk away for the safety of each other. If you have to go and take a walk around the block, take a walk around the block. You go one way, she go the other way, y'all meet in the middle, and then you discuss. Then by that time, you have your 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10 USAs, and you can maybe talk about the situation. But, you know, don't beat each other up because of some stupid stuff that I thought you said, or I thought I saw you do, or I thought some woman, you know, what a man say, a shaggy, it wasn't me. It was you. I think
it wasn't me.
But I'm just going to be the bigger man or the bigger woman and just, I think you, and just walk away, because that is the best way to resolve something. And just breathe about it. It's like, listen, you know, I see that you cheated on me, either man or woman. You know, the best thing to do is either go to counseling or just do our own counseling and walk away from each other. You know, if you love this other woman more than you love me, you love this man more than you love me, then you go and be with that man or you go and be with that woman, because, you know, there's no sense in other people's lives getting broken up because of dumb stuff that we do because of our actions and our reactions.
Huh.
Yep.
So what's going on? Didn't think I'd come out.
I don't know,
Nick. Yeah, did you, bro?
Huh?
I said you didn't think I'd come out the box like that, did you?
Crickets.
I dropped the mic. Booyah!
Dropped the mic.
But, you know, because, I mean, you see these movies with people being battered, you know, men and women, and, you know, teeth come up missing, noses broken, eyes blackened. It's not pretty. And then you go back and, baby, but, I'm sorry. What if you were so sorry? You should have done it to begin with.
But some people think that I've seen relationships where the couples fight, mm-hmm. and then you talk to them and they be like,
mm-hmm.
if he don't beat me or she don't fight me, then she don't love me. And it's crazy, right?
And that's makeup
sex.
They're right.
Huh?
And it's called makeup
sex. That's some hard makeup sex. I didn't see some brawls.
Hey.
And I just always wonder, like, that's so toxic, like, to think that if somebody's not beating on you, they don't love you. Like, I just don't understand that.
Because some of it, that's all they know. You know, that's some things some people know. They don't know anything else. They don't know anything better, you know. So what do you do? You stay there and take it, you know, and then once you get it, Lee, I know, baby, you didn't mean it, but, you know, so that's what we are. And so, I mean, you know, that's where we are. That's the topic right there. Maybe on our relationship person who does our relationship on On Wednesday night.
Tuesday
that's
night?
A good topic for her to discuss. Wednesday night.
I might have to go back
and
present that to her.
No, I mean, yes, you know, suggest that to that person and go from there. So, yeah, I think it's, you know. But then again, as Patti LaBelle would say, if only you knew, right? If only you knew, just stop it. So I want to play that song by her, If Only You Knew. How much I love you.
Only you.
And when we come back after this song, Lowdown by Boz Gav, we're going to see if we have another topic to discuss. Talking to you Tuesday.
I wonder.
love that song. It's by Bob Skaggs. Man, I used to love that song. Yes, sir, I did.
Hey, ladies and gentlemen, I hope you are shopping at doitallinthemall.com. Why? Because a percentage of the proceeds will go back into our communities and help redevelop those same communities, making our lives better. Women and men have been coming together by shopping to make a difference in our communities. And won't you join us today? Again, shop doitallinthemall.com.
Yes, sir. Doitallinthemall.com. We have any more topics out there anybody would like to discuss? Any songs anybody would like to request? Do I have any requests? Okay, I am going to play. Let me see here. Let's take a look-see, please. Oh, okay, I'm going to play some Santana, some Smooth. By Santana. I love some Santana. I think everybody likes Santana. Don't y'all like some Santana? Smooth featuring Rob Thomas. I'm going to forget about it, but I'm going to be nasty about it. Just feel nasty. You feel it.
Nasty. Hey.
Request from the request line, good old song, Brick House. Yes, sir, Commodores. Come on, y'all. I see you out there. Hey.
Nothing back. Oh, she's a brick. Oh, yeah, she's a
way. Make an old man wish for younger days, yeah, yeah. She knows she's built and knows how to please.
Y'all, man, you can't trust it. Can't trust it. She's thicker than three Snickers.
Yeah, by the man in freezing, full of facts.
Uh-huh. You ready, Ron?
I'm ready.
You ready, Jill?
I'm ready, Slick, are you?
Oh, yeah. Take it down.
Girl, I must...
Poison.
go big and see, and I'm running the show. Step, fifth of all. Now you know. Yo, slick, blow.
It's blow. Driving me out of my mind. That's why it's hard for me to find. Can't get it out of my head. Miss her, kiss her, love her. That girl is
poison. You never trust me, she's driving a smile.
About wraps up our show. Do we have any last words from our listening audience tonight? Mr. Bless, Ms. Sinful, any last words? Last comment? Nothing from our listening audience? Thank you, thank you, thank you. I appreciate all y'all taking the time to stop by and listen to what we have today. Yes, sir.
We do not own the rights to any information or music you hear at Let's Do It Radio.
Yes, sir.
DoItAllInTheMall.com. DoItAllInTheMall.com has partnered with over 5,000 of your favorite stores and businesses nationwide, such as Mary Kay, Avon, Amazon, among many others, to help make a positive impact within our communities. Proceeds from purchases made on DoItAllInTheMall.com are funneled back into the community. Afrocentric apparel, automotive, beauty, home goods, food, drinks, games, gardening, and so much more at doitallinthemall.com. So what are you waiting for? So come on and do all of your shopping right here in the mall at doitallinthemall.com today.
Yes, sir. And this has been your hostess, Miss Inez, owner and operator of Anais Falco Design, as well as fashion designer, broadcasting to you out of Yakima, Washington, to our worldwide listeners. You have been listening to Talk and Tunes Day Tuesday. We've had different types of topics and people calling in, and it's been a wonderful day. And you can find this program and all past episodes on demand through Let's Do It Radio on the homepage of Do It All in the Mall, which is a safe and secure 24/7 online shopping mall providing over 5,000 of your favorite stores, as well as stores you may not be familiar with, which is owned and operated by Sharon Salisbury Frazier out of Yakima, Washington. You can shop for anything, like I said, anything you need, because there's 5,000 stores, and find great listening entertainment all at your fingertips. So listen, when you shop at the mall, we earn a commission from all qualified purchases, which goes back to your community. So shop, 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 and help us build up funds to return back to your community where your money matters, changing communities, changing lives, making your lives matter, and making your money matter just as well. Make that difference by making Do It All in the Mall your shopping headquarters. No crowds, no lines. You can visit, take a tour, and shop on the website all while I'm doing programs. While listening to Let's Do It Radio. Also, we take donations, and you can do that by clicking the donation button found also on the homepage of doitallinthemall.com. All major credit cards accepted, as well as we take cash up at $DoItAllInTheMall. The call-in number throughout the week is 845-241-9985, and you can listen to shows Tuesdays through Fridays and on Sundays for Sunday service. And you can check the schedule by going to Let's Do It Radio. And you can also sign up and support us, subscribe. You know what they do out there. And you can follow us. That's it. You can follow us. That's all. You Do It All in the Mall and Let's Do It Radio. And I want to thank you all for listening to Talk and Tuesday, Tuesday. And just see, tomorrow we will have Bible studies. And so I just appreciate each and every one of you taking time out of your busy day to stop by, say hi. I want to thank you all from Myrtle Beach, from Tampa, from Virginia, from Washington, and Florida, from everywhere. And every one of you all listening out there on the Radio, thank you, thank you, thank you. I want y'all to stay blessed, be blessed, and continue to just listen to Let's Do It Radio and build us up and make Do It All in the Mall your headquarters for shopping. Thank you again for being with us as we close out our service, our program with prayer.
Lord Jesus, we ask you to help us to understand and strengthen us to provide for ourselves and our communities by working together. It takes each and every one of us to come together as the kings and queens that we are and have always been. Thank you.
Thank you.